This is the Friday, January 1st, 2016 version of the Market Plus segment. Joining us now is Tom Fitzenmaier. Tom, Happy New Year.
Well, same to you, Mike. Thank you.
Is it a Happy New Year, though, Tom? That's the question. Is it a Happy New Year?
Maybe no.
Okay.
Pretty much no.
All right. Now, I want to come back to on the program. We were talking about crude and crude staying down and low for the foreseeable future, in your opinion?
Yeah. You got, like I said on the show, Iran coming up. You've got OPEC has committed to continuing to keep their production strong. We've had rig count drop substantially in the U.S., but production hasn't dropped so much. So I don't see any, but I mean, the marginal areas up in the Dakotas have definitely pulled back. But if you get any pop up, they can be back in production like that.
And we saw that third quarter of last year.
Yeah. So I just don't see, I don't see how it sticks its head up very much.
You don't think this $1.80 to $2.10 gasoline is going to drive enough demand on the consumption side that will?
It hasn't so far. The other thing this other little continuing trend we have is every time somebody replaces a car, they buy one that gets substantially better mileage. So it's harder and harder to keep that demand going, simply because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on the report tonight. You talked about consumer sentiment being strong, and I question whether it's as strong as those numbers seem to. I'm not questioning your numbers.
Sure.
I'm just saying
the conference board's number.
Yeah.
But you figure consumer sentiment, a lot of that is driven by their most frequently paid costs, like fuel.
Yeah.
I mean, they think, wow, gas is cheap. I'm feeling happy.
And you'd like to think that that's going to go to beef demand, but I think it's pretty much been going to paying down debt and sticking some money in their pocket, which is a good thing for the consumer, maybe not so good for beef producers.
Well, they can spend more on beef in the future.
Yeah, there you go.
Can borrow against their CD to buy a ribeye.
Yeah.
What you were talking about as we closed out the segment was how this lower value in crude is going to drive that energy value of bean oil and ethanol. It's going to help keep them low. And we've seen for the past 6 months, bean oil has kind of been the only bright spot in the soybean complex. What does that tell you as a market analyst?
See, that's a problem because you rarely do you have a sustained bean rally that's oil-led. I mean, you can have little short pops, and we have had because of bean oil. But the big driver, the big dog in the soy complex is meal. And meal just continues to work low. You said this week down another $5. So you just can't go anywhere without meal taking you there. And you're basing this on bean oil when every other energy product is in a huge downtrend here. Do you really think bean oil is going to sustain itself very well? I mean, there's some short-term things, and we got the funds long. The funds are long twice as much bean oil as they are short beans. What happens when that starts to get liquidated and they start getting cold feet on that position? I just don't see beans being led by that. And on the ethanol side, I don't really think they can buy corn at these prices and make money on ethanol. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to stop production. We had another strong week of ethanol production this week. So, I mean, they're going to, as long as you can cover your marginal costs, that, you know, your sort of basic economic theory, you're going to continue to do that. But I don't know they're making huge money. Ethanol stocks are, 11-12% above where they were a year ago? That's not a good thing when you got all these big, huge stocks of crude oil and gasoline. So, I don't know. I don't see how the energy component of the grain markets is going to be supportive in 2016.
Well, now, you talk about the ethanol plants and looking at these break-even or sub-break-even margins that they're seeing. And for the past year, a lot of hope was really pinned on DDGs. We saw China as a phenomenal buyer of DDGs. Is that continuing?
No, that's going to come to an end. They're fighting that like crazy. We imposed tariffs on steel imports coming out of China because they were, you know, you just hate to use the word dumping, but they were selling steel into the U.S. at pretty substantially lower prices. I mean, you can't even get a junk man to come out and get steel anymore.
Yeah.
Steel prices have gotten so low. So the U.S.
retaliates. Yeah.
Well, that makes them mad. So now they're going to retaliate back to us. well, retaliated by putting a 256% tariff on imported steel. Now the Chinese are going to use that as an opportunity to get out of buying DDGs and sorghum, which they don't really want to buy anyway because they're trying to burn up their domestic corn supplies.
Yes, huge stockpiles of corn domestically.
So all of a sudden you got DDGs backing up, sorghum, which we had produced a lot of last year, backing up. So that's competing against meal. So, it's the energy component and the China component aren't real great, particularly for corn.
So as we head into this new year, you wouldn't be too excited about locking in either meal or DDGs at these prices, given all the bearish factors ahead.
Yeah, what's the big hurry?
Just let them keep dropping.
As long as something's going your way, what's the big hurry? I mean, we got total world stocks of corn, beans, and wheat combined, the biggest they've ever been. And end users know it. Why do they want to get excited about paying anything? And they see we're in a downtrend. Every day, every week they wait, it's getting cheaper. What's the big whoop to go in and buy the stuff?
Right. Buy as needed and buy it cheaper next week.
And the U.S. farmer's sitting here going, well, you know, we're the biggest producers in the world, and well, 10 years ago we were sort of the big dog. Now we're not. Now South America is selling product cheaper than we are. Out of the Black Sea, they're selling stuff cheaper than we are. They're producing good crops in those areas. The world has changed, and our answer to that is to fill our bins up and sit there and do nothing. And I just see how that gets you anywhere, unless there's some big world disaster someplace that bails us out.
Right. Outside of a weather event,
yeah, what's that?
There's not a lot of hope.
And I would never say that can't happen. That can happen at any moment.
You bet.
But odds at this level, I mean, a lot of people are banking on El Nino ending, immediately having this gigantic La Nina, and it gets 100 degrees and never rains again, and the prices take off. Well, that may not happen that way. Plus, we're going into the summer with really good subsoil darn near everywhere.
Yeah.
So, and I know the first second I say that, somebody pops up and goes, planting delays, that's why we're going to go up.
Yeah, well, we could get that weather pop and make some sales.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
View it as an opportunity,
absolutely,
not as a shift into a bull market.
Correct.
Okay. Before we let you go, Tom, thoughts on the cotton market, still stable?
Cotton is in a trading range here. You get it down in that 62, 63-cent range. It finds really good support. You get up in 65, 66, 67. You got to sell this stuff. I mean, there's nothing going on here that's going to break us out of that range that I can see for the foreseeable future.
More of the same.
And that's driven, again, by China. The yuan made new 4.5-year lows. The dollar continues to creep up. So that's working against wheat, cotton exports just like it is everything else.
You bet. Well, Tom, thanks for coming on.
You bet.
And hopefully, as we get through 2016, we can get a bullish, excited Tom on the show.
It's a little sunshine.
That's right. Thanks for joining us and have a very happy 2016.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks to all of you for watching us throughout 2015. Thank you for submitting all of your questions via Facebook and Twitter. Please continue to tell your friends about the Market Plus segment and continue to give us questions, and we'll get expert analysis right to you. Thanks for watching, and have a great week.